This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities in Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, expect mild temperatures during the day, cooling down into a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Trump warns there will either be an Iran deal or the U.S. will finish the job. Indirect talks ended without public progress, despite a 60-day ceasefire. Also, the Jerusalem Post shared earlier this hour that a new report accuses Iran of targeting civilians as a war tactic, urging accountability for the IRGC. Also this hour, according to Forward, former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen have wed in an emotional ceremony. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza earlier today, with at least 1 Hamas member killed. And finally, I-24 News informs us that more than 70 million Christians are expected to join a global prayer event for Israel in Jerusalem. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted just minutes ago that some influencers who claim to support Palestinians show loyalty to Iran's regime. From Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today, academic Adi Schwartz commented that differences between the U.S. and Israel are natural despite close cooperation. David Hazzoni, a commentator, shared his excitement for upcoming events, saying this is going to be great. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Iran, Ynet reports that former President Trump has issued a stark warning over the stalled nuclear deal talks. Despite indirect negotiations and a temporary ceasefire, no visible progress was made. Trump suggests the U.S. might resort to military action. This highlights the ongoing tension between Washington and Tehran, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the report on Iran's military tactics, the Jerusalem Post highlights a new push for accountability among Iran's leaders. The report alleges that Iran's missile campaigns intentionally targeted civilians. Add, Yuri Morad argues for legal action against Iranian officials. Such developments may increase international pressure on Iran to change its military strategies. Meanwhile, the Forward brings us a personal story of resilience. Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen, former hostages from the October 7th Hamas attack, celebrated their wedding. This event marks a moment of healing and hope amid ongoing conflict. Their union serves as a poignant reminder of personal triumph over adversity. In Gaza, JNS reports that the IDF carried out strikes, targeting members of Hamas's Nukba force. This operation resulted in the death of at least one gunman. That strike comes hours after recent hostilities in the area, underscoring the persistent volatility in Gaza. Such actions can escalate tensions further, impacting civilians caught in the crossfire. Finally, I-24 News covers a significant religious gathering as millions of Christians plan to join a prayer event for Israel. This event reflects the strong global solidarity with Israel and highlights the country's religious significance to many around the world. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that a court has halted the Patriarchate's plan to sell prime Jerusalem land. Investors feel sidelined in this renewed development effort on Emil Botta Street. Separately, Globes highlights that a strong shekel is affecting foreign home purchases, particularly by Americans in Jerusalem. The city already has a high number of unsold new homes, impacting the real estate market. And finally, Ynet Business informs us that the Finance Ministry has agreed to a $5 billion budget hike for the Defense Ministry. This compromise avoids reopening the 2026 state budget, which could have led to a sharp VAT increase. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.